Well, hallelujah. Were you blessed by that? You can go out and buy some pretzels now, aren't you? Well, praise God. You know, it's such an amazing experience as the people of God when we realize that God has his people everywhere. And they're in the places very often that you would least suspect. And what's so great about this and that this testimony that we just heard for me is that these people were not holding back who they were. They weren't cloaking themselves or hiding themselves, but they went into business as people of God and they were not ashamed. And even when outsiders came in, they taught them to operate according to biblical principles and in the ways of the Lord. And so often, we as Christians, we hold back, we pull back, and we try to blend in with the world instead of being the light of the world, shining the way for others to see. And God has called us to be lights. He has called us to be salt and light. He has called us to be people who are able to be his witnesses. And we have been talking about the stirring and allowing God to stir within us so that we can reflect the image of his glory. And this is what strengthens us. This is what enables us so that we can prevail beyond the times, right? And so if you're going to prevail, we have to reflect the glory of God. And in order for that to happen, God has got to be stirring within us so that we can be stirred to reflect him and be strengthened by him. And this is what we need to experience every day. Isn't that right? We need to experience this over and over and over again. And as we experience the power of God, the presence of God, the anointing of the Spirit of God, we are enabled to be the people that he's called us to be. And this requires us to keep our minds stayed on him, focused on the Lord, so that we can accomplish these things. And so I would like to begin here with 2 Timothy 1:6. And Paul is sharing this letter to Timothy in which he says, "For which cause I remind thee to stir up the gift of God that is in thee through the putting on of my hands." And so Paul is encouraging Timothy as he is winding down his ministry. Paul is winding down, but Timothy is just getting going. He's just getting started, and he is reminding him that as you are operating as a man of God, as a woman of God, it's important for us to be reminded and to be stirred so that God can work through us. When you are called into the kingdom of God, you are called into service. Jesus said, "I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel." Our responsibility is to be seed sowers and to be those who are testifying of the things of God when God presents the opportunity. And so, if we're going to accomplish that, we need to be stirred up. Amen? We need to be built up in our faith. We need to be able to win, build, and equip so that others can experience the kingdom of God in their lives. And so our theme for today is stir yourself up. Stir yourself up. Hallelujah. Well, are you ready for the word of the Lord today? Yes. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful for your word today. And we ask, God, that you would help us to overcome the strategies of the enemy, the challenges that we face in the world. Help us, Lord God, to be able to maintain our zeal and our strength in you, that we would be salt and light, that we would be the witnesses that you've called us to be, so that we can accomplish the great commission to go into all the world to preach the gospel. You have called all of us into this place, and you have empowered us. You have given us the resources. You have given us the strength, the wisdom, and the ability, the giftings to accomplish this task. Stir us up, Lord. Stir us up, O God, that we indeed may accomplish these things in reflecting your glory, enabling your spirit to enable us to prevail beyond these times. And we thank you, Lord God, for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, there is nothing more exciting than when God uses you. Isn't that right? Have you ever been used by the Lord? Have you ever experienced just God opening up a door and an opportunity for you to share your testimony or your story or even some simple thing of what God has done? And the fact that you're able to speak when the time is right, there is something empowering about that, isn't it? There's just something that stirs within us. And you and I are called of God. And when God stirs within us, then we can continue the stirring. We can operate. We can move. We can go forth. And it's so important to be connected in God so that he is stirring within us so that we can stir ourselves. Hallelujah. You and I, we must stir ourselves up, as Paul told Timothy. He said, don't wait for someone else to try to stir you up. Don't wait for some grandiose experience, but stir yourself up. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but sometimes you need to stir yourself up. In fact, all the time, you need to stir yourself up. The world is creating this vortex that is designed to pull us down. Everything about life and its experiences are designed to distract us from the ways of the kingdom of God and bring us into this stirring where you lose sight of where you're going because you're caught in a vortex where we're just going around and around and around. How often do you hear people say, same old, same old? Same old, same old. That's a testimony that says I'm stuck in the vortex and I'm just going around and around. But I'm here to tell you the kingdom of God is advancing and we are moving forward as the people of God because the Spirit of God is stirring within us and we are able to take that stirring of God and move forward because there's power in the stirring of the Lord. There is strength in the stirring of the Lord. Have you ever seen a hurricane or tornado, a twister? Have you ever seen that? You see, there's power in it. You see, when it hits the ground, what happens? Everything is tossed and it's thrown. It comes under the subjection of its power. There is lightning and thunder. Doesn't that sound like the way God describes himself in Scripture? Isn't that what God says? When God shows up, it's like lightning and thunder. There is power in the stirring of the Lord. And this is why you have to stir yourself up. Because if you don't, the world is going to suck you into its vortex and pull you down. And so we need to learn how to operate in the principles of the Spirit of God so that we can have the right experience. If you take a look from the heavenly view, we'll call it. You see, this is God's perspective. He sees the world stirring, designed to try to pull you down, where the winds and the rains are blowing and bringing all kinds of debris into the experience of those who are caught under its power. But God enables you to rise above the situation. You and I can rise above these things, all these things that are coming around, that are blowing around us. We're not here to try to figure out where did that come from and what is this over here and wow, look at that. Oh, no. God says rise above it. Rise above it and let's operate in the principles of the kingdom and the power of God. There is peace when you rise above. Hallelujah. You are able to have a right perspective when you're risen above. God wants us to overcome. And no matter what challenges you face, you are going to see that there's always stormy weather ahead. There's always stormy weather ahead. It's our responsibility to rise up. And you and I have to learn how to rise up so that we can overcome the power of the storm. You see, the storm is an important factor in the life of every one of us as we live in this world. It's storms that bring the rain and that bring all of the things that are necessary. As we are in the fall, we see the leaves are being blown off the trees as they're releasing the leaves. The trees are releasing the leaves so that they can prepare for the winter, so that they can rest. And so that they will be able to have deep roots that are strengthened so that as the winds blow and the storms come, the trees can be anchored and strong. Did you know that the swaying of the branches and the limbs of the tree is what enables the tree to gain strength in its roots so that it can stand? And this is what God is enabling us to experience. When there is challenges in our lives, when there are difficulties in our life, when there is various forms of things that come against us, it ought to cause your roots to go down deeper so that you can gain strength. This is what God is calling us to do, so that we can endure the disturbances of the atmosphere and be able to endure strong winds and even experience the power that goes with that being anchored in the Lord, in the principles of God. There is a difference between a hurricane and a tornado. The hurricane is a type of storm that is basically tropical in nature, and as it blows, it blows over the waters, and it's usually in areas where there is warmer weather. And so it is stirring and it is blowing, and it is creating the same effect as the tornado, but the tornado is a little more of a destructive vortex, but nevertheless, it is over the land. One is over water, one is over land. And the funnel that comes down over the land, it's almost like it's like a spinning top, right? It's like it's there, and it as it goes and everything that gets pulled into it, it just throws it all around and gets thrown in. And saints of God, no matter what type of situation you find yourself in, God will enable you to have power to overcome it, power to endure it, power to be able to pass even through it, to rise above it. God has called us to overcome. Whatever the situation is, we must learn how to overcome. We ought not be disheartened, but we ought to be encouraged in the Lord. This is why you have to learn how to stir yourself up. Create your own vortex of the Spirit of God, of the anointing of God. And this is what God is calling us to do. And this way, you won't focus on the wrong thing. You won't focus on the negativity. You won't focus on all the problems. You see, when people are stuck in negative places and they're stuck in places where all they can see are problems, that's a dark place. That means their eyes are clouded. They can't see what God is doing. All they can see are the problems. But saints of God, you can rise above it. Above the storm, there is clear sky. Did you know that? When you rise above the storm, there is clear sky. Have you ever been in a plane and you take off in the rain and in the storms? But when you get up 30,000 feet, when you get up in the air, suddenly the sky turns blue and the sun is shining and you're going, wow, what happened? It's because you rose above the storm. And I want to encourage you today to rise above the storms. Don't allow the vortexes of this world to pull you down. God has called you for such a time as this, that you would be lifted up. Paul says to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:6, that is why I would remind you to stir up. And God has called us to stir it up. The word there, it means actually to rekindle the embers. It's like putting a flame. Have you ever started a fire, a campfire? You got to blow on the ashes underneath, right? You don't just light the wood on top or whatever you're using as a starter, but then you have to blow underneath. You got to blow breath, or you got to get a bellow so that you can pump and blow air underneath. And when you blow air, you're fanning the flame. Sometimes we used to take a piece of cardboard or something and just fan the lighted kindles and the embers of the fire, and it will cause the fire to increase. The more the air hits the fire, the more it is able to breathe and expand. Saints of God, you need to have your fire for God fanned. You need to find someone and gather around people, have people in your life who can breathe the breath of life on you, who can fan you, who can build you up so that you can be stirred up in the Lord. God has called you to operate in your gifting. What does it mean to be stirred up? It means to be motivated, to be encouraged, to rise up and do what God has called you to do. And so often we get stuck in a rut and we're just kind of doing what needs to be done to survive. But we need to rise up and use the gifts that God has given us. You and I have gifts. We have abilities. We have talents. They're not just for the world. They're for the kingdom of God. God has enabled you. He has trained you. He has prepared you. He has educated you in your area of expertise, your area of gifting. And that is a place where God wants to use you so that you can sow seeds, so that you can speak life, so that you can breathe upon those who are placed in your area of impact, so that the kingdom of God can advance. He says, that is in you by means of the laying on of my hands with those of the elders at your ordination. In other words, when you went into ministry, when you were called of God, I'm sure when you gave your heart to God, someone prayed over you. Someone encouraged you in the word of God. Somehow you were ministered to. And as people ministered to you, the Spirit of God is imparted to you. And when you go into formal ministry, we lay hands on people, right? And we pray over them. And we gather around as a church and as a body, and we sanction them to represent the church and all of us as they go into the world to be witnesses for the sake of the kingdom of God, and even for what they do here within the church itself. And you and I are called to be witnesses. And when you lay hands on people, when people lay hands on you, they're imparting what they have into you. Hallelujah. They're imparting what they have, and not just what they have, but who they are into you. And so you become of a like spirit. And saints of God, you have to be careful who's laying hands on you, because there are some spirits you don't want to be like. Hallelujah. And you want to be careful so that you're receiving of the Spirit of God, genuine, the working of this Holy Spirit, the power and the strength of God. You and I have to learn how to stir ourselves up, how to rekindle the embers of the Spirit of the Lord. Did you have joy when you came to Christ? Were you excited for the sake of the kingdom of God? Were you hungry for the word of God? Did you love to lift up holy hands and sing and praise God? Oh, saints of God, don't allow that to dry up and die. Don't lose it because you're caught up in the vortex of life and the things that are going around in the world. Hold on to the Spirit of God. Hold on to the embers. Breathe. Stir yourself up and allow God to rise up in your life. You have all kinds of spiritual resources and even natural resources that God has given us to enable us to rise up. To rise above the storms, rise up above negativity and criticism and harsh language and problems and all the negative thinking that goes on. It will only bring you down. Carnal mindedness, the word of God says, leads to death. It will rob you of everything that God is wanting to do in your life. This is why we have to stir ourselves up, because there's always something coming our way. There's always going to be someone who the devil will use to try to discourage you or to try to talk to you about some negative thing that's a distraction from what it is that God is really calling you to focus on. It happens all the time. I can't think of a time when I haven't gone through a week before I have to come up on a Sunday that somebody hasn't come up to talk to me about something that's distracting or to take my mind off of the Word of God and the worship of the Lord. You and I have to learn how to stay focused in God, how to allow God to be stirring within us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, when I get in my car, I'm driving to the church. I'm praying, Lord, go before me. Lord, allow your Spirit to go before us. Fill the house, Lord, with your Spirit. Fill the people, Lord God. Oh, God, rise up in the midst of us. Reveal yourself. Give us revelation and understanding as we worship you. Let your presence be strong. Dispel the darkness. Lift every weight and every hindering spirit. As people come in the doors, let the liberating power of God come over them. God enable them. God strengthen them. God prepare them and use them as we go out into the world to be the witnesses you've called us to be. This is what God is wanting us to focus on. This is where our purpose is. This is where our sense of direction needs to be. And you and I are called of God, and we have to learn how to stir ourselves up. We have to learn how to stir each other up. We need to fan the flames, rekindling the fire so that the Spirit of God can move. I pray that the fire of God is burning in you today. I pray that you are being strengthened by God today, that you are experiencing renewal and revival in Him today. Oh, I pray that you are experiencing God, and you and I must learn how to operate in a way that will dispel the works of the enemy, the kingdom of darkness, to be able to even recognize it. In Psalm 35:1, the psalmist here says, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Who is he asking to fight? He is asking God to fight. Isn't that right? He is asking God to go against those who go against you. Oh, saints of God, we have to learn how to pray. We have to learn how to pray. And sometimes we find ourselves in situations we have to say, God, contend with those who contend with me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I know we know how to pray the blessing of God, and we ask God to bless us. But sometimes you got to turn that prayer around, and you got to say, Lord, they're contending against me. Lord, bring him down. Hallelujah. And we need to learn how to stand in the gap. We need to learn how to bind the enemy and allow God to operate in the Spirit of God. This is why Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Why? Because you're taking your orders from God. You're operating in the Spirit and the power of God. And when you are operating under His inspiration and His unctioning, you're able to fulfill His call. And anything that gets in the way, anything that's a hindrance, God says, you can bring it down. You can bring down strongholds. You can bind everything that would cause you to be hindered in your way of God. Lord, contend with those who contend with me. Oh, I pray that you're able to realize God has no problem wrestling with troublemakers. Hallelujah. Oh, he can reach the heart of people. It says the heart of the king is like a water, a cistern in the hands of God. God can direct things the way he wants. He can redirect. He can change situations and circumstances. And you and I are not even responsible to have to do anything except call upon the name of the Lord. God will contend with those when you ask. God says he will fight against those who fight against you. Oh, saints of God, you just need to walk in the way of the Lord. You just need to stay upright before God. In Jude 19, it says, these are the ones who cause divisions. Worldly minded, devout or devoid of the Spirit. Do you know people that are worldly minded and they don't have the Spirit? They're devoid of the Spirit of God. Oh, saints of God, once you're in this condition, then Satan can use you. You will be stuck in a vortex. All you'll see are the problems. All you'll remember is what's going wrong. And if you're able to recognize that the Spirit of God is at work, and when you see that God is navigating and enabling and he is molding and shaping, that's what you will see, and that will be your testimony. God says, avoid people who are worldly minded and who are devoid of the Spirit. And he's talking about people who are in the church, the people of God. We know the world is worldly minded. We know the world is devoid of the Spirit. But there are people who claim to be the people of God, and they are worldly minded, and they are devoid of the Spirit. And that is why you and I, we need to operate in the fullness of God. This is why we need to stir ourselves up in the Lord so that the gifts of the Spirit of God are working in us and through us so that we can reflect his glory. You and I are called of God. It begins even with the children. In Ephesians 6:1-4, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Saints of God, when you are raising up children, you're a role model for them. You and I are role models for the young children. And what they see us do is what they will also apply and do in their lives. There used to be a saying, monkey see, monkey do. Isn't that right? Remember that? Well, that is still true. It's still true today. People imitate what they see. They imitate what's going on in their lives. And whatever atmosphere you create, that is the atmosphere that's going to be replicated in your life. It's going to be replicated in your children. If you want to get to know what the child is going to be like, look at the parents. Hallelujah. The son will be like the father, and the daughters will be like the mothers. And they will overlap in some ways, but mothers the sons and sons the daughters. But I tell you, there is a direct correlation. And that is why you and I have to create an atmosphere that reflects the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You and I must learn how to operate in divine principles, the principles of God, the things that are going to enable us to rise up so that we can overcome. They says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Oh, saints of God, there is a promise attached to honoring your father and mother in the Lord. In other words, as long as they're applying biblical principles or they're walking in the Lord and obeying and doing what is right before God, it says there is a promise attached to that. You will receive an honor yourself, because what you sow, you will reap. And this is why we have to be careful. Obviously, if there is a bad example being set, we have to stand for the principles of God. This is why Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, but the sword. I came to set a father against his children, and the children against his parents, and against the man's enemies will be the members of his own household. And so it's true that we honor our mothers and fathers as long as they are operating in the ways of the Lord. Otherwise, it's going to cause division, because no matter what, you and I are called to fan the flames of the Spirit of God, to create an atmosphere where God can be glorified. And anyone, no matter who it is, that tries to hinder that in our lives ought to be brought down, because God has called us to rise up and be his ambassadors, be his witnesses, so that we can experience life-changing power. The world is trying to draw you into itself. And there are many people who are worldly minded, and they're trying to draw you into their way of thinking, their way of seeing things, their perceptions. But God says, rise up, and you stand still and see the salvation of God. Call upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be delivered. Hallelujah. You will be saved. God will make a way for you. And as you do that, you will be his witnesses. And God will touch the hearts of those who you are trying to reach. The seed of the kingdom of God, of the word of God, of the testimony of God will be sown into their lives. And they will know that you are a true child of God. Hallelujah. Do you know that the world is looking for genuine Christians, authentic Christians, Christians that will stand in righteousness and in truth? Those who will stand in the ways of the Lord. It is true, Christians are expected to compromise. Christians are expected to be those who roll over and just do whatever. The Muslims don't do it. The Jews don't do it. But the Christians seem to all do it. And you and I, just as Pastor Raphael brought out last week, you and I are in that place where God has called us to stand. Hallelujah. We must learn how to stand and be the witnesses that God has called us to be. We have the power of God. We have the vortex of the Spirit of God, the tornado of God. Hallelujah. You ever flush a toilet? I pray that you have. It creates a vortex, doesn't it? That's a vortex. So every time you flush the toilet, what's it doing? It's pulling all of the trash down, and it drains it out. And saints of God, you and I, we need to drain out all of the impurities, all of the things that are not healthy for us. They need to be vortexed out of us. The world wants to swim around in it. It just goes around and around. You ever have a clogged toilet where it has nowhere to go? Oh, it just, you hit the button and it just goes around and around and around, and you're praying, please let it go down. You jiggle the handle. You're there jiggling the handle. You're trying to get it to go again and again and again, but it just goes around and around and around until finally it just stops. And sometimes it starts to rise up. Hallelujah. And that's when you get nervous, isn't that right? It starts to rise up. Well, I'm going to tell you, there are some people that won't go down. They start to rise up. And that is when you need to bring out the plunger. And that's when you need to go in there and you say, you're going down. Doggone it, you're going down. You will not rise up in the name of Jesus. Saints of God, you got to stir yourself up. You got to stir yourself up, because otherwise, oh, Lord, have mercy. What's going to come up? You don't know where it's going to stop and how far it's going to go. And so we have to learn how to operate in the principles of the kingdom of God and honor our fathers and mothers in the Lord as they're operating in the principles of God, so that it may be well with us and that we may live long and prosper. On the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has called us to be able to live long. If you want to live long, honor those who are in the Lord. Honor those who are your elders in the Lord and who are operating in the ways of God, who are the witnesses that we're called to be. We must all learn how to be witnesses. people are watching us. The world is watching us. And they're expecting us to compromise. They're just waiting for you and I to compromise so that they can say, you see, it's not real. It's not true. It's not authentic. And they feel that that will give them a way out. But saints of God, God says, you stand. You stand, having done all to stand. Keep stirring up the gift of God. If you don't stir it up, you're going to slow down. And before you know it, you're going to be swimming in the cesspool of the world, going around and around and around. And your life will have less and less meaning and purpose. At first, it seems like it's going fast, right? And you think it just might go down. But then it starts to slow down and hope seems to fade with it. And this is what happens when you surround yourself with the wrong people, with people who are not able to build you up and strengthen you and encourage you in the Lord. People who are always speaking negative things and pointing out issues and problems. They don't have solutions. All they have are the problems. And they want to fan the problem. But God says, stir yourself up. Rekindle the Spirit of God, the anointing of God, the workings of God, so that you can experience the promises of God in your life. He says, fathers, do not provoke. Don't stir your children to anger. In other words, don't be an example of what anger looks like, of the manifestation of anger. When anger controls you and it gets the best of you, you have to learn how to stand. Don't teach your children how to be angry and how to respond negatively. Teach them how to endure it, how to overcome it, how to rise up above it. Hallelujah. You ought to be able to be a witness that enables them to see the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. This is what God is calling us to do. The world teaches you how to throw things, isn't that right? Whenever you watch TV, you see people get mad. They're throwing things. They're breaking things up. They're destroying things. And whenever you see that, you know that that is Satan, because it is Satan who robs, kills, and is destructive. He destroys things. He breaks things. He gets all worked up. And then the very things that get broken, you got to go out and pay to have fixed. You are now putting yourself, that's flushing yourself down the vortex. That's being caught up in the circle that pulls you down. And this is why we have to learn how to operate in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. God gives us instruction. He teaches us. He tells us what to do. And in this case, he stir yourself up. Hallelujah. He says, younger men, 1 Peter 5, younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. God, he's opposed to the proud. You know what that means? You got two teams. You got the proud and you got the humble. Guess whose team God is on? The humble team. Guess whose team has no chance of winning? None. None whatsoever. It doesn't even matter if you have no idea how to play. You may have no idea how to play. They give you the ball, you're like, I don't even know what to do with this. But God is on your team. God says, I got it. Don't try to run and catch it. Step out the way. The Lord is coming for it. Let God grab it. And when God grabs it, he can run. Let me tell you something. God can run. All you have to do is just come on behind him. Go ahead, Lord. Go, God. Go, God. Go, God. Look at him run. Look at the Lord go. Hallelujah. When the guy has the ball and he's running for the goal, does anybody care what the other people are doing? Does anybody care? No, nobody cares. Nobody's looking as they're running for the goal. They're like, hey, what's that guy over there doing? Hey, look at those people. Hey, look, there's a guy in the stands. He's not even in the game. Look, what is he doing over there? Nobody. Nobody's paying attention to those people. So saints of God, let God run and stay behind him. You just stay with God. and God will enable you to overcome. You will win every time. And all you have to do is be patient and wait on the Lord. God will, he will bring it to pass. He will turn things around. He will make the crooked way straight. He will bring the high mountains down and the valleys up so you can walk on level ground. God is able to see you through. All you need to do is fan the flames. Stir yourself up. Rekindle the embers in the fire of the Lord. He says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. Notice there's that clause in there. Oh, God is not may not do it when you want, but he's going to do it at the proper time. All you have to do is learn how to wait on the Lord. That's where the humility comes in. Humility says, I'm just going to wait on God. I'm just going to trust in the Lord. I'm not going to take matters into my own hands. I'm not going to let it disturb me. I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm just going to watch it go. And I'm going to trust God that he's going to pull it down. Hallelujah. He's going to pull it down. And in the meantime, I'm going to stir myself up. Hallelujah. I'm going to be armed and ready. I got my plunger. Hallelujah. I know that God is going to enable me to overcome. I will overcome. And God will make a way for you. And God help you if it's a huge problem, because that means God brings out the big guns. He brings out the power snake. Oh, sometimes you need the power snake. Hey, you need the one that you plug it in and that thing goes. All right, you got the little plunger. Well, that's not going to work. You got a deeper problem. And that means you need the big guns. You might even have to call the Roto-Rooter, isn't that right? Or whoever the guy is, you may have to bring him in. And saints of God, believe me, God knows when to bring in the big guns. He knows when to bring in the heavy-duty artillery and the equipment. God is able to break down anything and everything that is a hindrance or causes a blockage in your life. All we need to do is learn how to call on God. Lord God, contend with those who contend against me. The Spirit of God, he is at work and he is always working. That's the awesome thing about God. You and I ought not be distracted. It's hard to keep going around and around and around. I remember there used to be a ride at the amusement park I used to go to. We used to go to Dorney Park. And you go and it spins and it sticks you against the wall. You ever been on that? Right? And you try to lean forward and it's like, I was on one and somebody got sick. Yeah, exactly. And they went, right back. Splash, not only them, but the people on both sides of them got splashed. And saints of God, you don't want to be around the wrong people when life is going around. You don't want to be in the round with the wrong people as life is spinning around. Things are going on. You don't know whether somebody can handle it or not. We have to learn how to follow the principles of God. Learn how to walk in the ways of the Lord. Surround yourself with people who are healthy. Hallelujah. They're healthy in God. When troubles come, they can handle it. They can endure it. They don't get sucked into it. They don't get worked up and get caught up in it. They're able to enable you to have the fire of God come alive. They will help you rekindle the fire of the Lord. And so God will raise you up at the proper time. He will enable you if you humble yourself. He says, casting all your cares, all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Oh, saints of God, do you realize that God loves you more than you even understand what love is? He cares for us. He wants us to understand the depths of his love. And he will enable you to overcome so you can put all your worries, all of your concerns into the hands of God. Just commit them to God. And when you do, you will experience the fruit of the Spirit as he stirs up within you. God will enable you to experience his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, the goodness of God, his faithfulness, the gentleness of God, self-control. You will be able to hold on and say, I'm not going to let it get me. You might even feel it coming on. Ooh. But God says, oh, no, no, no. I'm going to give you the strength to wait till this thing stops. Hallelujah. Because if you blow, you're all not only going to mess up yourself, the people on either side of you, they're praying for you. They're praying for you. And so God says he will enable you to overcome. There's nothing against, no laws against operating in the Spirit of God. The laws are for people who do evil, who do what is contrary to the things of God. This is what God is working out in our lives. In Psalm 35, 3-6, the Word of God says, the psalmist wrote, he said, draw also the spear and the battle axe to meet those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Oh, saints, you and I have nothing to fear. God, did you know God has a battle axe and a spear? Those are the big guns. Those are the big guns. God will rise up. Whatever it is that you're facing, that you're dealing with, God has enough power to counter it. He has the ability to go against it. He has power that when you stir yourself up, the Spirit of God will enable you in the realm of God, in the Spirit of God, in the fruit of the Spirit of God, and he will enable you to be delivered. He will be your salvation. He will make a way for you. He will enable you to overcome. He says in verse 4, let those be ashamed and dishonored who seek my life. Let those be turned back and humiliated who devise evil against me. Oh, have you ever found yourself in a trouble where people are working against you? Oh, all you need to do is call on the name of the Lord. Oh, we forget sometimes and we get all worked up. Oh, I can't believe this is happening to me. Oh, this is going on and that's going on and this is happening and that's happening. No, 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 no. You're telling the wrong people. You need to be talking to God. You need to say, God, let those be ashamed who dishonored and who seek my life. Let those be turned back and humiliated who devise evil against me. Oh, hallelujah. This is good Christian praying right here. Oh, this is praying. This is David, the prayer of David, the man of God. Oh, God says he had my own heart right there. Oh, yes. Saints of God, God hates evil. He hates evil. And don't feel ashamed when you got to pray like this. You and I, we need to pray like this more often. Maybe that's why things are as bad as they are in the world, because there's not enough of us praying one of these kind of prayers. You and I, we need to learn how to pray and bring down the works of the enemy. We need to learn how to allow God to rise up so that the devourer can be rebuked. We know that God has called us. That's why whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. It's time for us to start binding stuff. It's time for you and I to rise up and start binding the works of the enemy. Stop allowing the enemy to get away with things in your life. Bind him and bring him down. Hallelujah. You and I have to learn how to pray these prayers in the power of God. Stir yourself up. Hallelujah. Stir yourself up. Let God be stirring within you. All you need to do is worship God. Begin to praise him. Begin to exalt him. Begin to enter into his presence. And the Spirit of God will begin to stir. He will stir within you and you'll stir yourself up. Hallelujah. This is why it's important to have God working within you. And when you tap into God, God taps into you. He starts stirring. You start stirring. And the next thing you know, you're on fire. Hallelujah. You have a right perspective. You have a right understanding. You're focused. You're able to accomplish God's will in your life. You're using your gifts and your talents. You are an agent of the power of God. You're a conduit of God's power. You have the ability to speak, and things can come to be as the Spirit of God works through you. And this is why we testify of the things of God. This is why we allow God to manifest himself in our lives. And he says, let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them on. Don't you love that? Hallelujah. Lord, drive them on. Dispatch an angel and let them drive them. I see. He's there with the whip. Whew. Whew. Get back. Get.
Where's Raphael? I wish I had a whip. Come on. Whap, whip, yap, yap.
The angel of the Lord will drive out the works of the enemy in your life. We need to learn how to rise up. This is why you and I are in warfare. We're in warfare for the very purpose of driving out the enemy. God will allow his angels to go in our behalf. All we have to do is watch God work. Hallelujah. I love to see the angels of the Lord. Come on down. Lord, send me one of just one. I just need one. Hallelujah. Get the big whip. Just needs to be long. Hallelujah. God will enable you to overcome. He will make a way for you. It seems like they're getting away. They're running. And you know what? God has a discus. They start running. They think they're getting away. They think they're getting away from the Lord. They think they're escaping. And they're saying, oh, look at all this and look at that. Oh, look at you hypocrites. All you people, you're no good. Ah, I'm free. I can live like a heathen. I can do whatever I want. Woohoo, I'm going high. God says, yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. My mother was right all these years. Oh my goodness. How many people did I talk to about the Lord that came to me? You know what? I need to give my heart to Jesus. Hallelujah. You see people turn around? That's the discus. This guy's like, shoo, shoo, shoo. I told you that story. I was practicing the piano and I was goofing off. And my mother said, what are you doing? Remember I told you this? She threw a plate. From the kitchen all the way across the dining room into the living room where the piano was, smacked me right upside the head. Broke the plate. Yes, broke the plate. I started playing right. God has a discus. And when we pray, when we call on God, saints of God, let me tell you, God has a way of reaching people. You and I just need to be faithful. You just need to be faithful. Stay true to God. Believe me, you don't want the discus coming towards you. Stay faithful in God. God will dispatch an angel. He will drive them like the wind. And the wind is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord. In verse 6, it says, let their way be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing him. He's not even giving up on this. It's two whole verses of angels chasing him. Saints of God, God is not giving up on people. You hold fast. You stay faithful. Stay true. Stir yourself up. The devil wants you to see, oh, you're not going to make it. Oh, nothing is going to happen. Oh, you know what? You can't do it. Oh, you know, God is not with you. He's not using you. Oh, you're all by yourself. Oh, you don't have anything going for you. That is a lie. Stir yourself up. Hallelujah. Stir yourself up. The Lord is pursuing them. You just wait, because one day you're going to hear ka-ting. You're going to go, oh, what was that? That was the sound of the discus smacking somebody in the head. And they had a revelation. And God has a way of enabling people to have a revelation. You need people in your life? You know people who need a revelation? You do. You guys are saying that kind of soft there. Well, I don't know. What's going on here? Yeah, you need a revelation. You got to learn how to pray like David. You got to learn how to pray like this. You need to pray and say, God, go get them. Lord God, pursue those who are pursuing me. Bring them down. Save them, Lord. Hallelujah. Deliver them. Hallelujah. He says, you have seen it. Verse 22, O Lord, do not keep silent. This is where the devil gets you. He tries to get you to keep silent. He wants you to be quiet. You and I are not called to be quiet. We're called to testify. We're called to proclaim from the mountaintops. We're called to represent the kingdom of God. And God will not be far from you. So God, stay with us. Stay with us, Lord. Help us to overcome. Saints of God, verse 23 says, stir up yourself and awake to my right and to my cause, my God and my Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God has a way of stirring himself up within you. And when he starts stirring, you start stirring. And before you know it, you will come alive. You will awake. And God will be intervening in your life. This is why you and I are able to overcome. He says, judge me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and do not let them rejoice over me. Oh, don't you love this? Man, this is a great psalm. You need to memorize this. Psalm 35, right? Let God learn how to speak and call upon God and just speak plain. Just tell him like it is. What's in your heart? What are you experiencing? What are you feeling? You don't have to tell everybody and what. You just tell the Lord. I don't want people getting involved. I want the angel. I need God to send. I need that angel, the discus angel. Say, I'm going to put God on you. He's going to chase you for two verses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is, don't give up. We hold on. Hebrews 10:19 says, therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Water represents the word of God, right? And God is renewing the mind. And as you renew your mind, as the word of God comes alive to you and you're enabled by the Lord, he will wash you clean by the blood of Jesus. The veil has been torn in two. You can enter into the Holy of Holies, into the high place because of what Christ has done. And no more thinking you're not worthy, that you can't, that you're nobody. Oh, how I can. No, God says, arise. Christ in you will enable you. He is with you. You have special authority through the blood of Jesus. And verse 24 says, let us consider how to stimulate or stir up one another to love and good deeds. Oh, saints of God, I pray that you're a stirring. You got to get one of them big handles in a giant pot and you're stirring. And you say, we're going to get some good deeds going. We're going to do the work of God. We are going to fulfill the call of God. God wants to use you. Don't allow yourself to be caught in the vortex of life, being pulled down. It says in verse 25, not forsaking our own assembling together. Don't allow the enemy to keep you from church or from participating in Bible studies and youth programs and all the different things that are designed to keep the fans of the Spirit of God blowing so that you can be stirred up, so your children can be stirred up, so that you can experience renewal and revival in the tough times as they come. You will be able to stand strong because the kindling of the fire is lit and the wind of the Spirit of God is blowing, because you can't do it alone. You need a little help to come alongside you so that the breath of God can breathe into you. You think your family members can breathe the breath of life into you? You think your coworkers can do that? Oh, I guarantee if you're like most families and most Christian people, there's not enough spirit in there to even get that even going. Don't even have enough of breath of the Spirit to do it. All it does is create a vortex, and one person starts bringing the other person down. One person panics. One person's afraid. One person says, I'm not going anywhere. Next thing you know, nobody's going anywhere. Everybody, it's contagious. It's like poison that goes through the whole house, goes through everybody's heart. It gets on the news, and they start talking smack and negativity. And all of a sudden, you hear things going on, and everything is happening. All of a sudden, you start feeling a little dizzy. Next thing you know, you're going, oh, no, the world is going crazy. Oh, everything is lost. There's no hope. Oh, what a world. What a world. Saints of God, you have to rise up in the Spirit of God. You need to allow the Spirit of God to pull you in, to pull you into his presence, to refine you so that you can dispel the darkness and you can rise up and overcome by the Spirit of the Lord, that you would be able to be encouraged. You need to be encouraged. Be encouraged. You can't be encouraged by yourself. You can only be encouraged when other people are around you. And that's how you become encouraged. People are able to put their hands on you. People who have power, people who have strength, people who have wisdom, people who have the anointing of God, and they can put their hands on you. They can impart something to help you rekindle the Spirit of God, the gifts of God within you, to breathe life back into you. This is what God is saying for us to do. And he says, all the more as you see the day drawing near. You see, Christ is returning. Christ is coming back. James 4:7 says, be subject then to God. Stand up against the devil, and he will flee from you. This is the literal translation. Be subject to God. Stand up against the devil, and he will flee from you. Do you want the devil to flee from you? Then you better stand up. Then you better stand up. You better stand up if you want the devil to flee from you. We have to stir ourselves up. We have to fan the flame and to kindle the fire. He says, Jude 20:23 says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up, stirring yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Oh, saints of God, you know how you pray in the Holy Spirit? You start saying, God, contend with those who contend against me. You got to rise up in the name of Jesus. You begin to allow the Spirit of God to stir within you, to enable you, so that you are operating in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, and you're able to dispel the anger and the hate and all the negativity, and you're able to rise up in the peace of God, in the power of God, so that you can overcome praying in the Holy Spirit. He says, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously or excitedly for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. Somebody said, why do you always say, are you excited? Because if you're excited, you're going to be motivated to do something. Hallelujah. And God is calling us to be excited for the things of God, that we are experiencing God so that we can operate in the strength and the power of God. It's what enables you to rise up above all of the storms of life so that you can experience the power of God for yourself. God will make a way. Verse 22 says, and have mercy on some who are doubting. And saints of God, we can't criticize people who have doubt. We just have to keep fanning the flame. We keep fanning. You ever try to light a fire? Sometimes the wood is a little wet. And sometimes it doesn't light so easy. You just got to keep fanning the flames. You got to keep adding another little more kindling, adding a little more paper or leaves or whatever it takes. And you fan the flames until something ignites. This is what God is calling us to do for each other. Sometimes the weight is so heavy, it's hard for you to overcome. But God says, don't you worry, you can be victorious. He says, save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. Saints of God, this is no wimpy, wishy-washy Christian life. We need to be real, and we need to be forthright. And there are some people, they're worth fanning the flames. There are others, you just got to move them aside. You just got to go around them. You just got to leave them. But then there's others that you have to have mercy on, and you got to work with them, and you got to be able to cultivate the things of God with them. And we have to have the wisdom of God to know the difference so that we can overcome. And we have to know how to operate victorious. And so as Paul told Timothy, this is why I would remind you to stir up. Rekindle the embers and fan the flames, or to keep things burning. Don't let your fire go out. Don't let the fire of your altars of your heart go out. Allow the Spirit of God to stir within you so that you can use your gifts and your abilities to advance the kingdom of God, to impact the lives of the people around you. There is stormy weather ahead. There really is stormy weather ahead. But saints of God, all you need to do is rise up above it. And when you rise up in the Spirit of the Lord, in the power of God, you will overcome the vortex of life. Stir yourself up and allow the glory of God to be reflected through you to impact the lives of the people around you so that you and even they will be able to prevail beyond the times. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet. God is able to see you through. No matter what your situation is, there is power available from above. And when you rise above, God will rain down and He will pour out and He will enable you to overcome. He will send you help to drive out the evil that's working against you. God will make a way. Even when it seems impossible, all you need to do is call upon the name of the Lord. All you need to do is pray and lay it out. I challenge you, write down all the things that are a hindrance in your life, all of the people, all of the problems. Write it down. Turn it into a prayer unto God. You use Psalm 35 as a guideline, and you can allow the Spirit of God to fight for you. God will make a way. God will open doors. Hallelujah. You see, if you fight, people are going to get mad at you. But when God fights, there's nothing for anybody to say. Hallelujah. And this is why it's good to call upon the name of the Lord. God will make a way. You and I can trust that He is able and He is willing to see us through. Well, Lord, we thank You for Your word today. And we ask, God, that You would fill us with Your Holy Spirit. Pour out a fresh anointing upon us and enable us to hear Your voice and follow You, to operate in the strength and the power of God. Enable us to be stirred up as You stir within You, as we tap into You. You would ignite us with the fire of the Spirit of the Lord so that we would be able to accomplish the purposes of God. We thank You, O God, for all these things. And as we go out into another week in the realm of the vortex, that we would be able to rise above it and operate in the strength and the power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Well, God bless you, and thank you for coming to the Orange County Fellowship today. Hallelujah. Come on, I think.